Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Jasper, Alberta. You can go to jasper.jbonair.com. You can see we just had a Jasper the Bear up at the top of the mountain. Pictures there here at the ski hill. Now, I'm joined by somebody who can't talk and somebody who can. Marshall is here from Marmot Basin, and Bandit is joining us, right?
Yeah, Bandit's a four-year-old border collie. We're both members of the Canadian Avalanche Rescue Dog Association. I'm a team member of the Safety Snow Team here at Marmot Basin. And
we all know what an avalanche is, of course, but I guess we don't really know sometimes why they happen, when they happen. Is there any rhyme or reason? Like, what's the history behind an avalanche?
The long and short of it is we need a slope angle, 20 degrees or greater. We need a load on top of that, which would be the snow. And then we need some kind of weak layer within that snowpack. And a hard layer over a soft layer is things that we look for. It's quite hard to predict. We do a lot of explosive control work here at Marmot. We threw roughly 50 kgs this morning, got some big results, so... it's hard to say.
How often do they happen?
It depends really on the wind and the snow. If we get a big wind events and big snow events, then they'll occur quite regularly. If we're in a drought season, then they're not going to happen, right?
So the importance then of having a dog here, and I know Bandit's trying to get on the radio, he was jumping at the microphone here, but so what exactly is his role? Like, how does he help you?
So his role is to be able to find people that are buried in an avalanche in the snow. So if someone isn't wearing an avalanche beacon, the best way to try and find them quickly and efficiently is with the dog's nose. So the snow consists of basically air. His nose is able to detect the human scent that percolates up through that airy-filled snow. And he alerts to me and begins to dig, and that's where we'll come in with a probe and a shovel and exhume the person out of the snow.
So really, you could be how far... down. We hear the dogs, noses are and ears are incredible as well. How far down can he get to sense it?
We train with little chunks of wool that are scented by human beings for about 24 hours, and we train at 70 centimeters. So our validation standard is 70 centimeters. Mm-hmm. Having said that, if it's a live person, it's almost like a campfire effect, right? The bigger the fire, the more smoke there's mm-hmm. going to be, the more scent is going to come up, and the deeper we're going to be able to find. Somewhere in that 2 meter range is, kind of pushing it. Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been doing this, and is there any sort of a remarkable... situation that you've been in that you can tell everybody about?
I've been doing this this is my 12th season. We're not too busy with regards to actually undigging people out of avalanches. Mm-hmm. We did have an event earlier this year within our boundary. The dog was called out, but we were called out just to clear the scene, so just to ensure that there was no one in the snow, just to make for sure 100% that there was no one left behind. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. So good work that, some people who might be, afraid to take the slopes because of, things like that. There are a lot of people in these red jackets. Your red jacket's a little bit different than the ski people, but lots of help here at Marmot Basin. So you can go again to jasper.jbonair.com. That's where we've got all the pictures, especially from Pride Weekend here. And we've got pictures of me with Bandit. And, Bandit was actually my dog. So we just got run into by a young skier. Do you need some hand up or no? All right, we're going to get back to the music here. Live radio, everybody. We're going to get back to the music here, live from Jasper.